development, or the picture of the trailer park down the road. You know how it is in this county. You can go half a mile and it's a totally different community. So that's kind of what it's like in our area. We were just talking about that in the back, and I don't think any of those cited communities are surrounded three sides by active working farms. And that was one of the areas that you cited the last time, and no one's really discussed this tonight. They've told you all of the great things they're going to do. They've told you all of the wonderful things. And, you know, it kind of gets me to thinking that, you know, when you hear all of these people stand up here and give you the proposed developments, and they show you the slides, even earlier, it's kind of like a fairy tale. You know, oh, this is great. And they all tell you they're going to be good neighbors. Well, don't we all wish we're going to be good neighbors? But I live in the reality, you live in the reality, and those folks live in the reality of where these developments are going to be. This proposed development is surrounded by three poultry farms and a dairy farm that are actively working. And I don't have to tell you all of this, and I'll keep it brief because we have been here quite a while. You know yourself that when birds move from these poultry farms, they move at night, and if they don't finish, they're through the day. There's trucks, there's crews, there's large equipment, there's noise, there's dust. During the movement and of a night, crews are out working around in my yard. They're out walking around. Whoever is going to buy the lots next to me, they're going to hear all of that. The same with Mr. Martin Oakles' property and Mr. Brian Massey's. They're all going to hear that. Each poultry farm's on a different schedule, so we all don't go out at the same time. We all have tunnel ventilation, and I know you all know what that is. Our fans run constantly from the time it gets about 70 degrees, 65 degrees. They're loud, they're dusty. So whoever buys a lot at the 500 foot of my chicken house, they're going to have a tunnel fan shooting right into their backyard. I'm sure they're going to love that. What? In fact, that's another thing. You know, we talk about affordable housing, and that's great. You know, who's not for affordable housing? But why would someone want to buy a brand new house that's surrounded by chicken farms? I wouldn't, and I live on one, you know. And I noticed that I was listening to some of the letters that were talking about Mr. Mehta, and you know, they were really great. But first of all, the two couples who bought houses for Mr. Mehta, they've only lived there anywhere between 6 and 8 months. So they haven't lived on that road or up to that area through a spring planting, summer, the chicken houses. They haven't lived there through a fall harvest. They haven't even lived there when we've moved manure yet. So, you know, I'm happy for them because they're very nice young couples. But, gentlemen, they don't know. They do not know. And the other people who own property, they don't live on that road. They live somewhere else and own a piece of property there. So it's easy to get up and say you're for it when you don't live there. It's not across the road from you. And that gets to the point where, as we all say, the dairy farm is right across the road, which is my father-in-law, which is, yes, Mr. Herman Oakles, who, yes, has sold some property. There's no law against it. But all of these farms are going to start moving manure. And when they do, can you imagine what that is? That's going to be a real nightmare for 36 homes with kids and housewives and husbands who come home of a night, and they don't want to hear the chicken house fans. They don't want to hear the tractors running. And, you know, I know we're all grandfathered in by the Ag Protection Act, but we also have to take nutrient management classes. We all have to have a nutrient management program. And we've learned a little bit during these nutrient management programs that I think a lot of you aren't aware of. First of all, that there have been cases cited up and down the East Coast where farmers who are grandfathered in, like all of us right now, have had to spend their money because people have come in, built a development, moved in, thought they wanted the rural life, and boom, they got it and they didn't like it. And farmers have had to spend their money building wind barriers, you know, trees, anything so that these people can be happy. And speaking of nutrient management, we all have to have a certification, and we have to have continuing education, and we have to have a certification for pesticides. So how fair is that if we have to follow all of those guidelines and we cannot spread manure within 200 to 250 feet of your property line. Well, how fair is it that they can build within 60 feet of my farm and our farm property, and they don't have to follow anything? Everything that we've worked for, all of the nutrient management classes, all of the conservation practices, anything that we've had to do, and you know we have to do it now because it's mandated. All of those things will just be go, whoo, because you know what? A homeowner has no guidelines. They can contaminate anything they want. They can pour out their nasty water. They can do whatever they want, and nobody knows. But you let a farmer do it, and guess what? Nutrient management's got somebody knocking on their door. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, there was a few years ago, in 05, I think, it had something to do with the Sprawl Act. They did an article in the News Journal, and they interviewed somebody on the Nutrient Management Board, and he says every week they have somebody complaining from new developments because of a farmer. So, gentlemen, I would like for you please to take that into consideration, because we are very, very concerned. And finally, well, one other thing before I finish. We're also worried about crime. Maybe not crime per se, but vandalism. We have a lot of money invested in our jobs. Who's to say that some teenager, somebody who's visiting, could come over to any one of our farms and steal something? They could vandalize it. You know, it costs a lot of money for us. We continually update our farms. All of our chicken houses have computers in them. I can sit in my office and run my chicken houses from those computers. That's pretty expensive. And when you think about it, it's not only the quality of our life, it's also our financial aspect of it too. We are really concerned about that. And finally, because I don't want to keep you anymore, and I don't really know what else I can say other than
I don't have anywhere else to go tonight.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do. You've been sitting here for a long time, and you don't want to hear me rattle on. But I did want to tell you something that I think is very important, because sometimes you hear it from an irate homeowner or a developer who's standing up here sugarcoating it, because really, that's what they do. They sugarcoat it. It's a great presentation. It was a wonderful presentation. I'm sure I'm nowhere near that good, but you know what? I am real life. And one of the things I wanted you to see, and this is a quote, and you're going to be shocked when you hear it, because you know what? It's from the state of Delaware. Isn't that something? New growth trends impact our rural areas. What's happening in Delaware's rural areas? Recently, the news media has been full of articles that describe the changes coming to our traditionally quiet working landscapes. One serious issue is that suburban residents don't like living with modern agricultural practices. A Dover area farming family learned this firsthand when they encountered opposition from neighbors as they recently sought to diversify their large farming operation by constructing poultry houses. Nearby residents were shocked at the prospect of living near a complex of poultry houses with its attendant dust, odors, and occasional truck traffic. One recent interviewed by the Dover Post complained that the facility could have a disastrous effect on the lives and property values of those living near the site. I'm not against them making a living, she added, but let's find another place for it. With suburban residential development encroaching throughout Delaware's agricultural areas, there soon will be a few places left to expand farms with modern, value-added practices such as poultry houses. It is the farm that is in the wrong location, or is it the farm that's in the wrong location? Or are the suburban residents misplaced in the midst of our rural areas? The farmer summed up the issue in the Dover Post article. We do want to work with our neighbors, he said. However, he added, everyone wants to live in a rural area, but they don't want to deal with what it takes to make it farmland. Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition, speaking of tough acts to follow? Yes, sir.
My name is Steve Savegas. I live on 8730 Oakles Drive, which is, what is that laser pointer? It's right here.
Okay.
I myself was a first-time home buyer about a year ago, and I was in the market of looking for houses. I looked at about 30 first-time, or they were pre-existing structures.
Mm-hmm.
They were all very, very nice structures, no cesspools. As far as, you know, sorry, public speaking, this is not my thing, but...
Let's take a deep breath, sorry. Plenty of time. These are all your friends and neighbors out here.
They're just
going to talk about you when you leave. So are we, too, by the way.
That's fun. As far as, you know, getting to find houses in that, homes in that price range for her first-time home buyers, there's plenty of existing structures that are for sale that have been on the market for years, or months, years, whatever. But if you take the character of this property, of this area, you can see that just by looking at the tax map that all or most of the houses are along existing roadways. You can see the large chunk of land not developed. Just it's urban sprawl is what it is. They're moving the town of Seaford. They moved the post office farther north from here. Walmart is north. The projected growth area was north of town. That's why they've moved the post office, the Walmart, everything like that. I live there, so I have to drive 3 miles or further to get to a grocery store, anything like that. I think that's all I had to say, to tell you the truth.
All right, then.
Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Who's next? Yes, sir. Step right up. Yeah. He did fine. Spoke from the heart.
I'm Marty Oakles. I live right across from this, where they work with this development. Where am I at? Right here.
Mm-hmm.
I got 3 chicken houses, and it's going to be, you know, tunnel fans are blowing right that way, and it's going to be rough. I don't want it anyway. The development. That's about it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Rita Salisbury, and my sister and I own the 3 acres that's next to Steve Savakis.
Okay.
And you know, I was listening about the trailer parks here and the housing developments there and the little houses.
Mm-hmm.
And what really struck me about them is I think they've been there longer than I've been here. You know, I'll be 50 very soon, and most of those things have been there all that time. So they're really well established. You know, they're big trees, nice lots, they're big, and... like my friend Sue said, I don't see them from Oakles Road. You know, I bought that property. I plan on building there just as soon as the kids through college and there's extra money around and stuff. And
you'll be tired then.
Worn out, run down, all that. When I bought that property, a thought of a crowded development on that road didn't cross my mind. And I want to bring up the Honda Civic. That accident into the ditch that was mentioned earlier, if that had been the Honda Civic, you wouldn't have been able to see it from the road. The ditches are that deep. You know, we're not talking little borrow pits. We're talking major, the cars slide in them, and if they're on their side, the doors are even with the road. I mean, it's bad. So it's not a happy, friendly road for kids. No, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Who's next? All right.
Hi. I'm Ashley Oakles. I live at the 8872 Oakles Drive, right next to the proclaimed millstone.
You know any of those people back there?
A few of them. Got my blood running through them. Or my third blood running through me.
Yeah.
Okay. 2 problems that I foresee. Everyone's mentioned the chicken house smell. chickens smell. That's quite obvious. I think living next to a farm has been romanticized by everyone that it's this great, beautiful thing. You run through buttercups and everyone has baby lambs and they all sing and dance around. There's an ag recycle plant like a mile and a half down the road. And has anyone ever smelled burnt chicken manure? It stinks.
It does.
I've lived on the chicken farm my whole entire life. I have horses. We have the cows. I've even had cows as pets. Chicken manure burnt stinks.
No lambs.
No lambs. Sorry. I couldn't do that. There's for some reason, and it's not all the time, but when the wind hits it, you come outside and you're like, ew, that stinks. I'm an agriculture major. I live on a farm and I think it stinks. So if you come from the wherever you come from and you think that you're going to live on this beautiful lot next to these beautiful farmland, it's not that. It's real life. The other thing is the curve. We used to have a giant bush right next to the road. It's currently gone because of the amount of cars that have come across and ran over it, and they continue to run over it and continue to run over it. So we just took it out. I'll never park my car behind my mom's car because it's too close to the road, because there's been enough people that have hit that bush. So if they don't hit the bush, they're going to hit your car. That's pretty much it. So I'm against it, obviously. You couldn't figure that out.
Well, I'm sure that your parents may have shared with you that those chickens smell a little bit like money.
Exactly. That's what I've been told. That's money you smell there.
A little bit like money.
Exactly. That's okay. Why I don't complain about it.
Thank you. Well, you'll just have to educate your neighbors. Anybody else? All right, then. Anyone on the commission have any questions? Well, then we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of the evening with us to see if we make a decision. You may wish to call the office in the morning, and thank all of you for your patience. You were all very well behaved. Thank you. Gentlemen, that